example is program. You know, and what that means is that when you achieve accomplishments in here, when you stay clean, that's a joy to me, because material gains don't make me no more, money don't psych me no more, but the process of recovery continues to be exuberatingly exciting. And what I mean by that, when I can see a person who come into these rooms and start living as people need to live, as human beings, you know, we're all human beings and we all deserve this chance at Narcotic Anonymous. Because I think here is paradise and this is the best kept secret in the world. And what I mean by that is a lot of people deserving of this program. It ain't for the ones who need it, it's for the ones who want it. And how you encourage people and support people in wanting, and you let them know what they need to do. And if it works for you, then you got some say-so in what to tell somebody to do to get to where you at. I tell people all the time, man, come on in the program, man. You know, it used to be a stereotyping that you're soft and you're weak and you're snitches and all that kind of stuff that draws you into the program of recovery. But in order to convert that into what really happens is that we become real men and women by coming in here and adding up and don't escape reality anymore and do the things that we need to do. And that's why I often tell my people, man, this program will change you in spite of yourself. You might not come in here wanting to change certain things, but you develop a conscious effect in here where you're going to change or you're going to leave, you know. And if you don't change, if you be defiant in this program, it just ain't going to work as well as it should work. When you just get in the flow and just let this thing happen to you, you know, by going to meetings, the more meetings you go to, the more recovery you got, if you understand that, because you're hearing more. And what I believe, too, also, if I've understood, is the fact that when you physically in the presence of a meeting, you're there mentally, physically, and spiritually. And how I mean that is you got your body here in the meeting physically, you're listening to the readings mentally, and in the end, you're praying spiritually. You're connected in all threes. And how you stay here is you connect those all threes in continuation, that continuation, and about that reproduction that I talks about. Because as we continue to go on, the rooms are filled, we're attracting more people because people are seeing us. And people are saying stuff like, man, if that dope fiend can make it, I know I can make it. See, that's what happens when you come in the presence of a meeting and people see you. People be looking on and say, I know you from somewhere. Well, you the one that beat me before? Then you beat me out that money. And then they stay, because the bottom line is that's what we are. This program is about attraction. It's about attraction. You know, and if you continue to come here, you're going to be attracted by something, man, that somebody's going to see you, or somebody's going to hear you share. And then they're going to understand that, you know, I like the way you share because they can start identifying. But if you ain't here and you ain't talking, you ain't sharing, they ain't hearing. You know what I'm saying? Then they hear some stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? I always tell people that. I say, don't go and criticize the meeting. Go and have some input in the meeting. If you think something is going wrong, go down and raise your hand and speak about it. Don't sit around and criticize the meeting. Oh, that wasn't a good meeting. I have never been to a bad meeting. I have never been to a bad meeting. Because like I say, when you go to a meeting and you see things as a disarray or whatever, and you know that you got the maturity and the growth to understand that is wrong, you need to speak about it. You need to speak about it in a respectful manner, but you need to speak about it. Because you'd be surprised at how much confusion people hear by the people that are speaking. So if you got something to contribute, contribute it. But never criticize. Never criticize. You know, it's important for me to understand, too, that you have to use your sponsors. That's what sponsors are there for, to guide you through the steps and to guide you through the program, you know. And if you don't use your sponsor, you're doing a disservice to yourself. You got to call your sponsor, and you got to talk to them, and you got to use them because they know the information. They can help you, you know. I tell my sponsors all the time, man, you know, you got to call people. You got to use people, man. You got to use it as a we program. You can't do it by yourself because when you think about going upstairs, you're going upstairs to an idiot. That's what my sponsor told me. He said, don't ever go upstairs by yourself. Nah, sir, don't you dare go up in your head by yourself. He said, you need to run this past somebody, talk to somebody about it, try to find a solution for it, you know, and execute it. And once you execute it and you look at the good results, then that was the right thing to do. You don't execute it, you don't talk to nobody, and you're still your results, you don't have no resolve to anything, that means that you ain't using the program. That's what the program is. Program is a learning tool of how to stay clean, even in the midst of your crisis, your deaths, your situations, all these things you ain't got to use. And you can make it through. And don't think that you've been victimized, because everybody has to go through the same transition. Everybody earned their recovery a day at a time, not using, going through their own crisis and situation. So when I hear people oohing and aahing about people that are going through difficulties, just wait around, because your term coming. And will you run out the door or will you deal? So it's best that we not criticize people for having issues in here. And this is the perfect program for imperfect people. And we're going to make mistakes. There's no big eyes and there's no little use in the program of Narcotic Anonymous. It's a we program. And what we do for one another, we will want to be done for us. So if I have a kind word to say to you, most likely somebody say a kind word to me. If I'm going to criticize you and talk about your achievements because I'm not there, I need to shut my mouth. Because what you do for you is what your choice is. You made the choice to do that. I got to respect that. And if I don't respect that, then I'm showing that I'm not really growing in the program of Narcotic Anonymous. Because it tells us perfectly well that there's no big eyes or low use. The newcomer, the old timer got to do the same thing on a daily basis to get a reprieve of this thing called recovery. Not pick up, try to help somebody, pray to the God of your understanding, and go to meetings. You know, man, this is a beautiful program. It's not complicated, because if a dumb guy like me can get it, I know it's available to any and everybody. You can be, people used to laugh when I used to tell people that this is a program for mentally retarded people, too. If you will ever get a video of some of the shit you did while you used, you'll definitely understand what I'm saying about being mentally retarded. Geeky, looking on the floor and shit, for sitting there, looking over there. You way over here, ain't dropped nothing over there. You all over there. The blinds closed, hissing and talking about some shh, be quiet. All that shit is mental retardation, man. Mentally ill, man. This is a mental illness. And people don't want to admit that. People don't want to admit that because, and then some people think we're better than others. Because I just smoke weed, I never lose my home or whatever, you know. All that stuff a crack of shit. You could have lost your life. And where your house going to be then when you lose your life? You know, because we think with the most outrageous nonsense. And we believe some of the most outrageous nonsense, you know. But keeping it real, we got to realize, man, that a lot of us are still having mental issues. And we need therapy. Some of us need outside therapists. I see a psychiatrist, and I don't have no problem with him. I sit down and talk to him, and he tell me what, and he try to prescribe me some this and that, you know what I'm saying? I say, well, you know what? If that's going to help me deal with these issues I have, I'm going to do it. You know, it used to be a thing where people were ashamed to say, I'm seeing a psychiatrist, you know. Well, I ain't ashamed no more, because I'm not ashamed of me. Matter of fact, I'm proud of me. And it's kind of redundant to think people don't have issues in their closet. You know, like you see the preacher man and you see the good Samaritan, the good Christian, and like they ain't got nothing in their closet, man. Believe me, if you human, you got some things in your closet. You got some things in your closet that maybe you might not want to tell nobody. But you know. You know. I don't have to know. It's best that you know. Because if you do know, then you got a chance of working that out. But if you keep putting it in the back of your mind, it's going to keep on haunting you and haunting you and haunting you and haunting you. Until one day you're going to get to the point where you're going to say you're going to break down and you're going to try to numb yourself. Because you haven't dealt with your issues. The program has taught me to deal with my issues, whatever issues they are, you know. But don't use the blame game. Do not use the blame game. Because blaming is a hard thing to overcome. Accept it, whatever it is. Accept it, whatever it is, and seek out the help that is needed in order to rid yourself of that feeling of inadequacy, low self-esteem, and all those kind of things. You know, because you can do it in here. You can do it in here. And you know, most of the things that when I tell people, people can't hurt me with what they say about me. I've already told you who I am. I came in the program and I developed a name for myself, and it's called Quetball Shorty. And what that Quetball Shorty does is to break me down and to humble me to who I really am. You know, who I really am. And I want to remember who I am. You know, I want to remember the things that I've done. Because if I don't, if I forget them, I'm doomed to repeat them. And see, I ain't trying to repeat them no more. Like I said, I lived the best I ever lived before in my life, and I want to keep that curse off me. Like I said, if I don't do right by this program, God will take it away from me and get to somebody deserving of it. And I want to stay in deserving, and that's why I try to show up on a regular basis. I have no qualms. If I lose everything that I've accumulated in this process, I'll still be all right with me. I will really be all right with me, you know. Because those things that I used to dream about having, those things that I put more emphasis on, were nothing. I can't take none of those things with me. You know, no matter how much money you got, when you roll out of here, it's going to stay here. You ain't going to take it with you. People are going to be fighting over it. You know, and I see it every day. People dying and the kids against each other, you know, cussing each other out. You don't deserve this, you stole that, you ain't getting shit, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, so I don't put emphasis on those things. I put emphasis on my health is the most important. Because if I'm not healthy, I'm not going to feel good. So I put my emphasis and my focus on being healthy, trying to stay healthy, you know. This is, and matter of fact, the handwriting on the wall is about health in here. Because we do become more healthier when we stop drinking and drugging. But we got to pull maintenance on those things that are already wrong with us that we done the damage while we use. See, that's what keeping me interested. I got hepatitis C and been exposed to TB and all those kind of things. And fortunate I don't have no diabetes or blood pressure or anything. And I think it's a direct result of this program. Because I came in here at an early age. And I stayed, and I did some of the things to clean my health up. And I get a checkup every 6 months, you know, to make sure that I'm on top of things, you know. And that's what the program taught me. So all that I'm saying is that recovery is the most significant, the most precious gift that I have. And whatever I do with that precious gift is my gift back to the Creator who gave it to me. And I'm pretty much serious about not biting the hand that feed me. You know, I've always been one to recognize how I feel about what I do. I feel dedicated. I feel totally committed. I feel like there's no other life for me that I want other than Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm saying that because a lot of people say, well, I'm getting bored in meetings now. I don't feel the enthusiasm that I used to have when I was coming around, you know. See, the enthusiasm ain't in the rooms, it's in you. It's in you. And I think you need to keep the fire burning for Narcotics Anonymous as I have. Because I don't never get bored with recovery. I still got enthusiasm for recovery because I keep the fire burning. Because I know this is my life. This is my last chance. I don't have a relapse in me. You know, when I go hard and I try to kill myself, like I said earlier. So I don't have no relapse in me. This is my second chance, and I'm not taking it for granted, and I'm not putting one hour of a chance of risk in my recovery. So that's what I do, keep it on a daily 24-hour basis. But I'm less fortunate than some. I'm less fortunate than some, and I realize that, you know. It's been a wonderful day for me. I got a couple of other things I have to do today, a couple of anniversaries to go back to, because recovery is important, and people want to see you at their anniversary. And I had my sponsors threaten me, say, you missed my first year, my second year, you better have your ass there. So I got to do that, because I know how important it is to him, and Narcotics Anonymous is important to me. So I had to put some other things aside to make sure that I can get there. But it's all good, though, because I'm going to celebrate with him for 2 years that he's been in this program. And that's what it's all about, y'all. Then I got another anniversary to go to because of dear friend celebrating another 16 years. That's what it's about. It's a celebration, man, in the highest esteem, because the bottom line is that they earned it. And they got the right to celebrate it and appreciate it and do all the things that's necessary in order to live this wonderful natural life, you know. I think I'm out of time. It's 10:00. So I want to thank y'all all for allowing me to share. And God bless you.